Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I'm Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. If you, then though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. In the book of Esther, we read of a wonderful blessing that God bestowed upon the Jews who feared annihilation because of a deadly plan by a man called Haman, who had decided to wipe out every Jew. God overthrew his plan, and instead of pain and death, they were blessed in this way, as we read in Esther chapter 8. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. Esther chapter 8 verse 16. Darkness, sorrow and belittling were replaced by light and joy and honor. How remarkable! Esther, Mordecai and the Jews fasted and prayed, and God brought about a total reversal of things as they were to be. So do not despair because of the circumstances you are facing. Go into God's presence with fasting and prayer, and God will stretch forth His hand to bless you, just as King Xerxes held out the golden scepter for Esther. King Xerxes gave Queen Esther the estate of Haman, the enemy of the Jews, and Mordecai came into the presence of the king, for Esther had told how he was related to her. The king took off his signet ring, which he had reclaimed from Haman, and presented it to Mordecai. And Esther appointed him over Haman's estate. Esther again pleaded with the king, falling at his feet and weeping. She begged him to put an end to the evil plan of Haman the Agagite, which he had devised against the Jews. Then the king extended the golden scepter to Esther, and she arose and stood before him. Esther chapter 8 verses 1 to 4. Jesus loves you, and He will give you light and joy and honor, just as He gave it to Esther, Mordecai and the Jews. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I am Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog bless2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.